الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الطارز prayer O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 54-page work الطارز 40 Hadith Part 2 grant them ability to always recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Also forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Entering paradise from whatever door one wishes. The final prophet of Allah, our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, Whoever memorizes 40 hadith from my ummah, due to which Allah grants them benefit, it shall be said to him, Enter paradise through whatever door you wish. In another hadith, whoever memorizes 40 hadith regarding religion to convey them to my ummah on the day of judgment, Allah shall raise him at the station of a scholar. I shall intercede for him and I will be a witness in his right. Why 40? Explaining this hadith, Shaykh Abdul Haq al-Dihlwi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, Scholars of Islam say this hadith refers to simply conveying 40 hadith to the Prophet's nation, regardless of whether one memorizes them or even knows their meanings. Seeking the Prophet's intercession and wanting others to be entitled to this in this blessing. A host of previous scholars compiled collections of 40 hadith. I have compiled my own collection. Upon concluding my hadith studies, this was the first work Allah granted me the honor of compiling. 40 hadith and salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. All those who love Allah's messenger to acquire the untold blessings that come with conveying 40 hadith, Hundreds of years worth of scholars, kathrahumullah, may Allah greatly increase them in number, compiled and formulated collections of them. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, penned a handwritten collection of 40 hadith, published as Attar's 40 Hadith. Part 1 of this was released last year. In the Rabiul Awwal of 1445 AH. This corresponded to September 2023. By the grace of Allah and His Messenger, this work was welcomed wholeheartedly, to the extent it sold out at Maktabatul Madina after selling 30,000 copies. Thousands more PDF copies were also downloaded. Around 50,000 Islamic brothers and sisters even committed these hadith to memory. Regarding this, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah said in a Madani Muzakara, In my life, this is the first work people memorized. This work, which is the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's collection of hadith, specifically regarding Salat and Salam upon the beloved Prophet, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. InshaAllah, this will be released this upcoming Rabiul Awwal of 1446 AH. How was this work compiled? Sending salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the peace of our hearts and mind. And doing this reaps inexplainable benisons. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's intention and goal for last year were both fulfilled. The work the listener has before them is part 2 of Attar's 40 Hadith. Many years previous, Maktabatul Madina published another work of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah regarding Salat upon the greatest Prophet, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, entitled Blessings of Salat and Salam. The hadith included in this are different from the latter. Last Rabiul Awwal, the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah made intention to hasten in this endeavor. Whenever opportunity arose, he wrote hadith by hand and would give them to others on occasion. These handwritten hadith are also included in this collection, enclosed by Dawati Islami's Islamic Research Center and the latter's weekly booklet wing. Every hadith has a specific QR code, and by scanning this, one can listen to and watch the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah reading it. Preachers should memorize this work, include these hadith in their speeches, and earn the goodness that comes with reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah Almighty grant the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah a long and healthy life. May we continually benefit from his guidance and supervision. For the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, his parents, and anybody who worked upon this, may this work be a means of being forgiven without accountability and attaining the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's intercession. Ameen. Bi jahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Attar's 40 hadith. 11,000 salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Jalaluddin al-Sayuti al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi said, reciting this salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once earns the reward of doing so 11,000 times. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi salatan anta laha ahlun wa huwa laha ahl. Number 1. Sending salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when entering and leaving the masjid. إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فليسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليقل اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك وإذا خرج فليسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليقل اللهم باعدني من الشيطان. When any of you enter the masjid, send salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and then say, O Allah, open your doors of mercy for me. When leaving, send salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and say, O Allah, keep me away from Satan. Number 2. Send salat upon me. Sallu alayya wajtahidu fi dua'i wa qulu اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. Send salat upon me, strive extensively in dua and say, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. Number 3. The salat of those who cannot give charity. أيما رجل مسلم لم يكن عنده صدقة فليقل في دعائه اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات فإنها زكاة وقال لا يشبع المؤمن خيرا حتى يكون موتهاه الجنة. Whichever Muslim cannot give charity should say in their dua, اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. This shall be zakat. A believer never tires of goodness until paradise eventually becomes his place of residence. Whoever is unable to give charity, him making dua to Allah Almighty and asking for mercy to be sent upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam by sending salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam becomes a form of charity. Number 4. Angels traversing the earth. Inna lillahi malaikatan sayyahina fil ardi yuballighuni an ummati salam. Certain angels indeed traverse the earth for the sake of Allah Almighty, who convey the salam of my ummah to me. Number 5. sending salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam during dua. اجعلوني في وسط الدعاء وفي أوله وفي آخره. Keep me at the beginning, middle and end of dua. This entails sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam at the beginning, middle and end of one's du'as. Number 6. After wudu, send salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. لا وضوء لمن لم يصلي على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no wudu for he who does not send salat upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The scholar Abdul Rauf Al-Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, whoever does not send salat upon the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم after wudu, their wudu is not one of complete excellence. Number 7. The bridge of Sirat and Salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inni ra'aytu al-barihata 'ajaban wa ra'aytu rajulan min ummati yazhafu 'ala sirati marratan wa yajthu marratan faja'athu salatuhu 'alayya فأخذت بيده فأقامته على الصراط حتى جاوز. Last night, I saw an unusual matter. A member of my ummah crossed the bridge of Sirat, going between, dragging himself, or walking upon his knees. The salat he sent upon me then arrived and stood him up, until he ultimately crossed the Sirat. Sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made that individual cross the bridge of Sirat and took him to paradise. Number 8. A dua surely accepted. إِذَا أَرَادَ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَسْأَلَ فَلْيَبْدَأْ بِالْمِدْحَةِ وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِمَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ ثُمَّ لِيُصَلِّ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ لِيَسْأَلْ بَعْدُ فَإِنَّهُ أَجْدَرُ أَنْ يَنْجَحُ. When any of you intend to make dua, begin with praising Allah in a manner befitting him. Then send salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and make dua, as this is more worthy of being accepted. Number 9. 10 good deeds. مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ بَلَغَتْنِي صَلَاتُهُ وَصَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَكُتِبَتْ لَهُ سِوَى ذَلِكَ عَشْرُ حَسَنَاتِ. Whoever sends salat upon me, his salat reaches me, I send salat upon him. Besides that, 10 good deeds are written for him. Number 10. A salat to take to the grave. مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً إِلَّا عَرَجَ بِهَا مَلَكٌ حَتَّى يَجِيءَ بِهَا وَجْهَ الرَّحْمَنِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ اذْهَبُوا بِهَا إِلَى قَبْرِ عَبْدِي تَسْتَغْفِرُ لِقَائِلِهَا وَتَقَرُّ بِهَا عَيْنُ. No servant sends salat upon me except an angel takes it upwards and presents it to Allah, who then declares, take this salat to the grave of my servant. It will seek forgiveness for the reciter, which shall appease his, i.e. the servant's, eyes. Number 11. The certain intercession. مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ أَوْ سَأَلِي لِيَ الْوَسِيلَةَ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ شَفَاعَتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Whoever sends salat upon me once or prayed for me with a wasila, my intercession is certain for them on the day of judgment. Number 12. Recognition at the reservoir of Kawthar. لَيَرِدَنَّ الْحَوْضَ عَلَيَّ أَقْوَامٌ مَا أَعْرِفُهُمْ إِلَّا بِكَثْرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ. Such nations shall be presented to me at the reservoir of Kawthar, whom I shall only recognize by the profuse sending of salat upon me. Number 13. Freeing a slave. مَنْ سَلَّمَ عَلَيَّ عَشْرًا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَعْتَقَ رَقَبَةً. Whoever sent 10 salam upon me, it is as though he freed a neck, I freed a slave. Number 14. A dua never rejected. الدُعَاءُ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاتَيْنِ لَا يُرَدْ A dua made between two salats upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is never rejected. Number 15. Never to enter the fire. مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ لَمْ يَلِجِ النَّارِ Whoever sends salat upon me shall not enter the fire. Number 16. A glowing heart. من أكثر الصلاة علي نور الله قلبه. Whoever sends much salat upon me shall have their heart enlightened by Allah. Number 17. 500 years away from hell. من صلى علي مئة مرة تزحزحت النار عنه مسيرة خمسمائة عام. Whoever sends 100 salat upon me shall be distanced from hell by 500 years. Number 18. How to remove problems. مَنْ عَسُرَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فَلْيُكْثِرْ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّهَا تَحُلُّ الْعُقَدَ وَتَكْشِفُ الْقُرَبَ Whoever is afflicted with a difficulty should send salat upon me profusely, as sending salat upon me removes difficulties. Number 19. 10 good deeds of the haram. من صلى علي من أمتي كتبت له عشر حسنات من حسنات الحرم قيل يا رسول الله وما حسنات الحرم قال الحسنة بسبعمائة حسنة Whichever member of my ummah sends one salat upon me has 10 good deeds written for him from the good deeds of the haram. It was asked by the companions, O Messenger of Allah, what are the good deeds of the haram? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, One good deed of the haram equals to 700. Number 20. A splendid reply. ما من مسلم يسلم علي في شرق ولا غرب إلا الله وملائكته يرد عليه بالتي هي أحسن There is no Muslim in the east or west who sends salat upon me except Allah and His angels reply to him in splendid fashion. Number 21. 1,000 salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. من صلى علي ألفا زاحمت كتفه كتفي على باب الجنة Whoever sends 1,000 salat upon me shall meet shoulders with me at the door of paradise. Number 22. Angels send salat until the day of judgment. من صلى علي صلاة تعظيما لحقي جعل الله عز وجل من تلك الكلمة ملكا جناح له في المشرق وجناح له في المغرب ورجلاه في تخوم الأرض وعنقه ملوي تحت العرش فيقول الله عز وجل له صل على عبدي كما صل على نبيي فهو يصلي عليه إلى يوم القيامة Whoever sends salat upon me out of respect of my rights, Allah creates an angel from it, who has one arm in the east and the other in the west. Its feet reach the seventh terrestrial realm, whilst its neck is under the arsh. Allah announces to it, Send salat upon my servant, just as he sent salat upon my prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He, the angel, then continues to send salat upon the person until the day of judgment. Number 23. Everlasting reward. من كتب عني علما فكتب معه صلاة علي لم يزل في أجر ما قرئ ذلك الكتاب. Whoever writes a hadith from me and includes salat upon me with it, the writer earns reward for as long as the hadith is read. Number 24. Remembering that which was forgotten. إِذَا نَسِيتُمْ شَيْئًا فَصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ تَذْكُرُوهُ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Send salat upon me when you forget something. Insha'Allah, you will remember it. Number 25. Missing out on every form of goodness. كُلُّ كَلَامٍ لَا يُذْكَرُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ فَيُبْدَأُ بِهِ وَبِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَهُوَ مَمْحُوقٌ مِّن كُلِّ بَرَكَةٍ. All speech that does not begin with Allah's dhikr and sending salat upon me is empty of every goodness. Number 26. Removing poverty. كَثْرَةُ الذِّكْرِ وَالصَّلَاةُ عَلَيَّ تَنْفِي الْفَقْرِ. Making profuse dhikr of Allah and sending abundant salat upon me removes poverty. Number 27. How to preserve one's dua. صلاتكم علي محرزة لدعائكم ومرضات لربكم وزكاة لأعمالكم. Sending salat upon me preserves your du'as, pleases your Lord, and purifies your deeds. Number 28. A grand angel. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَكًا لَهُ جَنَاحَانِ أَحَدُهُمَا بِالْمَشْرِقِ وَالْآخَرُ بِالْمَغْرِبِ فَإِذَا صَلَّى الْعَبْدُ عَلَيَّ حُبًّا إِنْ غَمَسَ فِي الْمَاءِ ثُمَّ يَنْطَفِدُ فَيَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مِنْ قُلِّ قَطْرَةٍ مِّنْهُ مَلَكًا يَسْتَغْفِرُ لِذَلِكَ الْمُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is an angel of Allah Almighty with one arm in the east and the other in the west. When a person lovingly sends salat upon me, it dives into water and proceeds to shake its wings. Allah Almighty creates an angel from every droplet that falls from its wings. And these go on to seek forgiveness for the sender of salat until the day of judgment. Number 29. A bird like no other. مَنْ عَتَسَ فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ حَالٍ مَا كَانَ مِنْ حَالٍ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ أَخْرَجَ اللَّهُ مِنْ مَنْخِرِهِ الْأَيْسَرِ طَائِرًا يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِقَائِلِهَا. Whoever sneezes and says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ حَالٍ مَا كَانَ مِنْ حَالٍ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ. Allah Almighty causes a bird to emerge from his left nostril and say, O Allah, forgive he who said this. Number 30. When doors of mercy open. إِذَا فَرَغَ أَحَدُكُم مِّن طُهُورِهِ فَلْيَقُلْ أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ ثُمَّ لِيُصَلِّ عَلَيَّ فَإِذَا قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ. When any of you finish wudu, recite أَشْهَدُ أَن لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ and then send salat upon me, whoever does this will have doors of mercy open for them. Number 31. The excellences of writing salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. من صلى علي في كتاب كتب الله له على مر الأيام فضل الصلاة. Whoever writes salat upon me in a book, Allah Almighty writes reward for him amounting to the number of days that have passed. Number 32. How to acquire high ranks. إن الله تعالى جعل لأمتي في الصلاة علي أفضل الدرجات. Indeed, Allah the Exalted has placed the highest ranks for my ummah in sending salat upon me. Number 33. A heart free from hypocrisy. من صلى على محمد طهر قلبه من النفاق كما يطهر الثوب الماء. Whoever sends salat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, their heart will be pure from hypocrisy, the same way clothes are purified by water. Number 34. Being loved by people. Man qala sallallahu ala Muhammadin faqad fataha ala nafsihi sab'een baban min ar-rahma وألقى محبته في قلوب الناس فلا يبغضه إلا من في قلبه نفاق. Whoever recites Sallallahu ala Muhammad have 70 doors of mercy open for them. Allah Almighty shall place love for him in the hearts of people, causing nobody to hate him except he who has hypocrisy in their heart. Number 35, 80 years of worship. من صلى صلاة العصر من يوم الجمعة فقال قبل أن يقوم من مقامه اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما 80 مرة غفرت له ذنوب 80 عاما وكتبت له عبادة 80 سنة. Whoever offered Asr Salah on Friday and recited this 80 times before moving from his place. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. His 80 years of sins are forgiven and 80 years of worship are recorded for him. Number 36, freedom from hellfire. من صلى علي في كل يوم 100 مرة قضى الله له 100 حاجة أيسرها إتقه من النار. Whoever sends 100 salat upon me daily shall have 100 of their needs fulfilled by Allah Almighty, the easiest of which is them acquiring freedom from hellfire. Number 37. Beholding one's place in paradise. من صلى علي في يوم الجمعة ألف مرة لم يمت حتى يرى مقعده من الجنة. Whoever sends 1,000 salat upon me on Friday shall not die until they see their place in paradise. Number 38. Who will have the most whos? أكثركم أزواجا في الجنة أكثركم صلاة علي. Whoever sends the most salat upon me shall have the most whos in paradise. Number 39. The person Allah Almighty will never punish. إن الله تعالى لينظر إلى من يصلي علي ومن نظر الله تعالى إليه لا يعذبه أبدا. Whoever sends salat upon me is looked at mercifully by Allah Almighty, and whoever Allah Almighty looks at with mercy, he will never punish. Number 40. The road to forgiveness. إن من قالها وكان قائما غفر له قبل أن يقعد وإن كان كاعدا غفر له قبل أن يقوم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. Certainly whoever recites this shall be forgiven before sitting if he was standing, and before standing if he was sitting. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.